Welcome to another simple step here on Blended Family Breakthrough. We recently shared 8 tips for protecting your kids from stress and tension as they move between their two homes. Many co-parenting best practices focus on the importance of avoiding inappropriate information being shared with the kids in an effort to protect them from being pulled into issues that the adults should be responsible for. One of the most challenging dynamics for kids is when they experience the tension of a parental allegiance. That's when they feel pressure to align with one parent over the other. There are times when a parental allegiance can be taken to an extreme point, which is detrimental to children. When one parent decides that the visitation schedule needs to change, and so they take it upon themselves to make the adjustment without collaborating with the other parent, rather they enlist the child to enter into the communication about adjusting the schedule. This child can be persuaded, sometimes coerced, to believe that spending more time in their home is what's best for them, even if that means they'll have less access to their other parent. In the most extreme cases, the child might even be coached to convince their other parent that visitation must change. This was the scenario I was facing back when my daughter Annika was 12. Up to that point, and for 10 years, my ex and I had a cooperative co-parenting relationship with shared visitation of 50-50, until he decided that Annika should be spending the majority of time in his home, and he chose to include Annika in those discussions. And I was blindsided, confused. I was heartbroken. I knew it was wrong for Annika to be put in the middle, to have to choose between the two parents that she loved. I could tell she was extremely uncomfortable being put in this position, but she was desperate to earn her dad's approval. I think she may have felt that she had no other choice but to align with his agenda. Sadly, this sent us into the family court system for 3 years just to maintain the 50-50 arrangement that had been happening for over a decade. Now, you might be wondering how this could have happened and why. To this day, I don't fully understand why it happened. There was no clear reason, but it is clear how it happened. Our parenting plan had some significant gaps, and it wasn't specific enough to protect my parental rights. I learned the hard way that a parenting plan with ambiguous language like, as agreed upon by both parties, will leave you unprotected when you and your ex just aren't able to agree. We've heard heartbreaking stories from other parents whose kids have been pulled into a parental allegiance when they're told that they should be able to choose where they're going to live. Minor children should not be put in this position. If your kids are being put in the middle of visitation issues, I highly recommend that you consider getting them into counseling. Providing a neutral third-party resource, even a school counselor, can be an effective way to help kids work through their own tough emotions without having to worry about hurting either of their parents. This can also provide kids with a safe space to process and release some of the tension that comes with feeling caught in a parental allegiance. It was a caring counselor that helped my daughter make sense of what was going on so that she was eventually able to vocalize what she truly was experiencing, and she was no longer stuck in the middle. If your child is being used as a catalyst to change the visitation schedule, and you sense that they're trying to influence or convince you to get on board with the other parent's agenda, here's how you might respond to them. Listen, honey, your dad and I are the ones who will be making these kinds of decisions because we're the adults. Please try not to worry about it because we are capable of choosing what's best for you. Now, if you happen to be listening and you've realized that you may be the one putting your child into the middle of visitation issues, or into a position of having to choose between you and your ex, even unintentionally, I challenge you to stop and learn more about the long-term impact this has on kids. Consider how your relationship with your child will be impacted down the road. As kids mature, they tend to shift their perspectives. Often, the result is that kids experience feelings of guilt for the role they played and the harm that was caused, as well as sadness and grief of the time that they missed out on with their other parent. Over time, their trust in you might tend to wane, and you may lose credibility in their eyes. My daughter is 28 now, and she still keeps her dad at arm's length and questions his motives and intentions towards her because of what she experienced. You know, I get it. All of this is highly emotional for everyone involved. This is tough stuff. So if you need help releasing your child from a parental allegiance, please don't hesitate to reach out to us and schedule a free coaching call. And this week, I encourage you to consider revisiting your parenting plan to be sure that it contains a clearly defined visitation schedule. Or if you don't have a formal parenting plan and you're putting your trust in a verbal agreement, I encourage you to seriously consider how you could be leaving yourself vulnerable if things change in your co-parenting relationship. You might want to reach out and get some professional advice just to find out if you're in a danger zone for your kids ending up in the middle. You might also want to check out episodes 7 and 8, which are focused on supporting your kids if it seems like your ex is pressuring them to align with them and to reject you. We'll put links in the show notes for those, along with a couple other episodes that might be helpful. I know this is a heavy topic today, but what's more important than the well-being of our kids, right? Please take a few minutes to really think through your situation and choose the next best steps to maintain your parental rights and, most importantly, to keep your kids out of the middle. Hey, thanks for joining me today. I hope you have a great week, and we'll see you back here in 2 weeks for another Simple Step.